This gorge is where all lions come to find their roar.
All lions? Even my dad?
Even Mufasa came here when he was your age. Refused to leave until his roar could be heard above the rim.
All the way up there?
That's when you know you found it. With a little practice, you'll never be called a cub again.
Watch this.
You'll get it, Simba. Just takes time.
Well, this week's juggernaut of popular entertainment from the corporation that increasingly owns everything, Disney, is a remake of the 1994 animated musical film about a young lion named Simba. Yes, The Lion King. It's about that young lion and his struggle to wrestle back the throne of his kingdom from an usurper, a dastardly uncle named Scar. But not before growing up a little and doing some things that lions in the wild tend not to do, like learning how to frolic peacefully. He's a lion, remember, but frolicking peacefully with other animals is what he ends up learning to do against his nature, you might add. And basically hanging around the savannah and embracing the motto Hakuna Matata, which roughly translates as no worries. Words that you cannot unhear after you hear this.
Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata, ain't no passing craze.
Okay, now that's from the original. Maybe it's the fact that I haven't seen the original in a long time. But I'm finding myself in a minority of critics on this remake. And that's to say that I admire the feeling and nuance that blockbuster director Jon Favreau has brought to this. I choose my words carefully because a lot of critics are saying that this photorealistic animation is anything but nuanced and has a lack of feeling. And I'm wondering if these critics are seeing the same film as me. I think this is a film that's anything but flat emotionally. I mean, yes, the visual palette is often more washed out, but it's also quite a suitable ploy in certain moments, like where Simba's formerly lush kingdom is turned into a wasteland from a jackal army who have devoured all wildlife with the same gluttonous appetite as the critics and celebrities at the Sydney premiere this week chowing down on the complimentary vol-au-vents. I didn't eat them, but if you're wondering, a waitress told me that they were filled with pulled beef and coconut milk. Now, the voice work by the likes of Donald Glover as grown-up Simba, Seth Rogen as the adorable bush piggy Pumbaa, Beyoncé as Queen Nala, and Chiwetel Ejiofor as Uncle Scar, who brings Shakespearean-level menace to his scowl, is all good, and the action sequences of close escapes and table-turning twists are thrilling. The uncannily realistic animation, meanwhile, I think, as I've mentioned, has a lot of room for surprising inflections, from joy through to vulnerability and malice. Now, the first film went out of its way to distance the Disney lions from the cruel predators on BBC wildlife documentaries by inventing the circle of life concept. This is the idea that wherever you are on the food chain, even if you're at the top, you're part of a cycle of life and death. And this gave the savannah a dimension of Zen egalitarianism. Trotted out again and looking this photorealistic, the concept does feel a little stretched. I will admit too that it is perhaps a bit of a hard sell these days, making a child's fable that doesn't question this story's inherent hierarchies and privileges. This is, after all, the tale of a prince fighting to regain his station. It's not the tale of some street urchin transcending hers. There's no Cinderella factor. And certainly not even a Moana factor. Nor are there any redeeming qualities to the evil and sometimes comically bungling jackals, a rampaging group living across the border who want to get in and are essentially depicted as greedy. The menacing horde is confronting given the historical moment, though I don't think it excuses the use of an F-word I saw to describe this film this week. Yes, it's a word usually associated with mid-century dictators like Hitler and Mussolini. That's right, I saw someone call this film fascist online. The best F-word I'd use for The Lion King is still fable, and I think it's a vivid one about finding courage to face what looks like an insurmountable challenge. And as for the idea it's just about some privileged royal kid, well, I think actually it's a very workable allegory for most children who live in a world where they believe themselves to be princes and princesses anyway, or at least the centre of their world. It is what it is. It's a film about lions for children, and this adult enjoyed it. and I'll be singing this song for the rest of the day. Hakuna Matata.